Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Today, I want to talk to you about generosity, but as an extension, believe it or not, of envy. I've noticed, big surprise, envy's very common. How about that? Stop the presses. It's actually very true. We envy. That's what primates do. We look at people whom we consider to be higher up than we do, and we wish that they were. You know, it's interesting because the people who have found that, studies have found that people who are really very happy are often people who look down. No offense, but who look at people who have it worse than them and then turn around and think, well, at least I don't have it that bad. Those people tend to be happier. The people who are always looking up, and believe me, there's always an up, those are the people who tend to be the least happy. Now, it's interesting, though, because I find that most people envy other people. Let's say, for example, people have told me, I wrote a book, my first book. I landed a major agent. I got what is considered a major book deal, and I won't explain that to you because that would sound like bragging. You'd have to look that up, but that is a literal determination. That book was published. Through the years, it has sold 4 million copies, and it has been translated into 30 languages, okay? Now, there are a lot of writers who significantly envy me, and I do feel like I have been super duper 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 fortunate. And what the people who envy most often tend to do is use it as a way of negating their own hard work. Because for what you have seen of this book and what I've been able to accomplish, you didn't see the hundreds of hours I spent researching on how to find a literary agent, or working on book proposals, or being turned down, or going through one agent who told me I really didn't have much talent and the prospect wasn't very good, and kept going and kept going and kept going, and had one company that was supposed to be an agency and it was actually a scam and they were trying to get money out of me, and then writing and writing and writing for hours and getting it back and being told that large portions of it weren't okay and weren't good, and being tweaked and having my words tweaked, and then spending years promoting the books, flying around the world. I'm not trying to put myself out as a martyr. What I'm saying is that whenever you seek success, behind it, you're usually going to see some hard work. Now, there are some people that are born into this world just damn pretty, men and women, and they never have to work at it. And yet, for most people, they are able to be a lot more attractive than they put forth the effort. The same is true for every single area of our lives. And when you envy someone, you negate the hard work that they put forth to get to where they got to, which is a lack of generosity. How about that? It's a lack of generosity. You're not being generous. You're seeing the outcome. You're not even considering all of the expense, the blood, sweat, the tears, the hard work, but you're saying, well, look at them. That's not fair. I want what they have. And what the universe says is that you can have exactly what they have or more if you'll get off your duff and pursue it as assiduously as that person has. Have I been succinct enough for you today? Good. I think so. Listen, enjoy today. Leave a comment below. Let me know you're breathing. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.